Planning your next trip? Choice Hotels family of 22 brands has over 7,400 locations and the perfect hotel for any traveler you want to be. Like a Cambria Hotel, serving up locally inspired craft cocktails for all my folks who maybe want to meet up and talk about Mad Royals. Check into a Radisson Hotel with flexible workspaces for you strivers who listen during business travel. Or a Comfort Hotel with free hot breakfast, family-friendly pools, and big spacious rooms for the parents who listen with their kids and need a little retreat. What are you waiting for? Join Choice Privileges and start earning points toward your next stay. Find a stay for any you when you book direct at choicehotels.com, where travels come true.
I'm Tracy from Stuff You Missed in History Class. Are you a small business owner or even someone who dreams of entrepreneurship? Then check out season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from iHeart Podcasts and Intuit QuickBooks. Join hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres as they interview entrepreneurs sharing insights around starting and nurturing a small business. You won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too.
Buenas, buenas, mis amores. This is Vico Ortiz, host of Date My Abuelita First. Each week, myself, alongside our resident abuelita Liliana Montenegro,
esa soy yo,
play matchmaker for a group of hopeful romantics in this fun, flirty, and hilarious game show. Let's see if chispas will fly or if these singles will be sent back to the dating apps. Listen to Date My Abuelita First on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Stuff You Missed in History Class, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello and happy Friday. I'm Tracy B. Wilson.
And I'm Holly Fry.
Just had our latest unearthed.
Yes, indeed.
While I was working on this, one of the things that we talked about was this child who found a dagger on the playground. There is one photo of this child that has been used in all of the news reporting about this. And I sincerely, sincerely hope that this child is not now and is never embarrassed about this photo and, in fact, finds it to be awesome. I find it awesome. The expression, like the facial expression, is very much, I do not want to be here. and I found it delightful.
My read, she looks very much like she has had it with all the ding-dongs clustering around her trying to talk about a thing when she's like, can I go play now?
Right. Yeah.
That's definitely
why. It's a great picture. As is often the case, there's often trends in the things that I'm finding when I'm doing the research on this. We have previously talked about how we don't really cover coin hoards on here because there are so many of them and they are often so similar. And so we really only talk about a coin hoard if there is something unique or distinctive or important about it. I mean, you could say all finds are important, but like the one time that we read off all of the coin hoard finds of that quarter, it was a lot of them. This time, Roman stuff. We talked about a number of Roman things, but one of the things about Rome is that the Roman Empire was very big and they built a lot of stuff. And so there's a lot of Roman stuff getting dug up all the time. And in addition to the Roman things that we talked about, here are things from the document entitled Summer Unearthed 2023, maybe. Some of these things that I'm about to read off may be the same thing. Because I did not get into further research into all of these. But here we go. Roman mosaic under Aldi, really from March, Roman mosaic under a vape shop. Other Roman pieces. A Roman site under a train station. Heads in a Roman bathhouse. Roman butcher shop. Roman tweezers. OMG, so much Roman this time. Coins. Near a train, Roman, more. Stacked Roman mosaics. Flat-faced dogs? This was about how Romans may have bred dogs with flat faces. Roman temple in France. Roman camps in Saudi Arabia? Roman barrier, London. Roman perfume. And Roman amphora, Virgil quote.
So what you're saying is a lot of Roman stuff.
So much Roman stuff. And some of those things, as I just read through all of them, I was like, oh, that does sound interesting. I should have put that in there. Like the perfume. Perfume. It turns out made of patchouli.
Roman hippies.
There was just so much. And you can tell from my tone as I was just, because I make this list that's just like a few words and a link. As I'm going through and there's stuff that I'm like, not sure. And then as I get later into the process, I'll like go back through the not sure stuff to find more things. And there was just so much stuff, not just Roman, but things that were described as a Roman, whatever, found in whatever. ton of them.
The listener mail that you read on the first installment that talked about spelling bees unlocked a memory for me that was like, you know how they're like, I don't know, I presume everyone has these, like moments of childhood embarrassment or shame that you just lock away in you. And this is a weird one because it was during a spelling bee after I had moved from the Pacific Northwest to the panhandle of Florida. And when it was my turn, the word was mint. M-I-N-T, easy as pie.
Did they say it meant?
No. What they meant was meant, but their Southern accent was something I did not understand.
Oh,
and
no.
So I was so embarrassed that I missed it, and I felt like the stupidest child on earth that I missed was a simple thing. And I also had the combined thing of wishing that I had challenged it, but I didn't want to make anybody mad by going, I don't understand your accent. And I was like, whoosh, it was like one of those things that like I had a movie like... flashback. No, it's funny now because I'm an adult. I'm like, who cares? But at the time, I remember just being heartbroken. Mint.
Yeah. So the memory I had in response to this email was a unit in the classroom. I'm pretty sure what we were talking about was long vowels and short vowels. And we had a little worksheet. We were having to note which vowels were the long vowels and which vowels were the short vowels. And one of the words was ether. And this would have been like elementary school. I had never heard the word ether at that. I don't know.
Yeah, that doesn't seem like a word that would be.
I feel like had I been of an earlier generation, I might have heard the word ether in conjunction with having my tonsils removed or something. But I don't feel like that was a word that was like in common usage among children at this point. So I sounded it out as ether. Because
that seems logical as heck to me.
Seems fine. And I remember the teacher being like, do you not know what ether is? And I was like, no. Things I still remember.
Ugh,
decades
the weirdest
later. Do not feel bad for sending us an email that caused us to both remember childhood embarrassments.
No, I mean, listen, everybody has childhood embarrassments.
Yeah, we're all in it together with
that. I actually think it's great to unlock them and discuss them because then you realize, like, that's a completely normal mistake to make.
Yeah.
That thing that you carried around and felt embarrassed and ashamed of is not important, one,
matter.
Most of the time. And two, was completely reasonable for you to have done. You're a kid. That's what learning is.
Yep. And, you know, I was real good at sounding stuff out. I'd been doing it since I was, like, 4. So, yeah. I'm Tracy V. Wilson from Stuff You Missed in History Class. Did you know small businesses make up 99.9% of all businesses in the United States? The world is powered by entrepreneurs, and if you're a small business owner or even someone dreaming of starting your own business, then you'll want to check out Season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from Ruby Studio, from iHeartMedia, and Intuit QuickBooks. And every episode, hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres talk to entrepreneurs about how they've grown from the the lessons of launching and nurturing a small business and how they have found success being their own boss. From the excitement of first starting out to finding the right tools and resources to process invoices and payments like QuickBooks Money, you won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too. And if you're a small business owner or even someone dreaming of starting your own business, then you'll want to check out season 2 of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories from Ruby Studio, from iHeartMedia, and Intuit QuickBooks.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Also, like a chance to give another rabies PSA. Every time that I look at social media and suddenly there's people talking about rabies, I'm like, uh-oh, what happened?
I thought you were about to call me out for posting all the raccoons I lured to my deck.
It does, though. So I feel like you know about rabies. And if one of those...
I'm not...
Yeah.
Listen, if one of those raccoons, they cute? Do I want to kiss them? Yes. Am I going to? No.
Yeah. There are... sometimes the TikTok algorithm will show me something that frankly stresses me out. And one of them is like people out in their yards kind of socializing with the raccoons. And I'm like, rabies. There was one recently that was somebody recording from their porch. A mother bear and cubs coming onto the porch also.
No, thank you.
And I said out loud, what are you doing?
Again, perfectly reasonable.
Yeah. In addition to the fact that, like, it's not advisable to, like, potentially get in between a mother bear and cubs. Not a great idea. Also not great to habituate bears to human beings.
No.
Not a good plan. And it was clear that this person had been advised of this by many people because they had disabled all of their comments. So anyway, don't pet raccoons. Don't hang out with bears. If you get bitten by an animal that's at risk for rabies, seek medical care.
Yeah.
Those are some PSAs for the day. these episodes continue to be fun. I hope folks continue to enjoy them. I had some rabbit holes this time about how to pronounce things. And I hope we did okay with all of the pronouncing. As always, we do our best. And then sometimes we're in the middle of talking about it and it's like, wait a minute, what did
which of these is correct? I'm not sure anymore. Yeah.
I also wrote a couple of things in this one where as we recorded the episode out loud, I was suddenly like, wait a minute, that thing that I wrote does not make any sense.
That happens all the time. I made you do a pickup recently because I wrote a phrase that made no sense and we didn't catch it in recording. And then in QA, yep. I was like, why would anybody put it that way? And that was you read it exactly as I had written it. I, Holly Fry, complete ding dong.
It reminds me of when our jobs were editing text that would be articles on the web that people would read.
Mm-hmm.
And like one of the things that I would give as advice about, training new editors was to read the work out loud because you will catch things that you would not catch otherwise. And that continues to be true now that we write things that then we read into a microphone.
Yes, because the brain will auto-correct writing.
Sure will.
But if you get your ears involved too, they will usually be like, that doesn't sound quite right.
Does not make sense. No, that's not the word you thought that you typed there. Anyway, I hope whatever is happening on this weekend, whether it is working time for you or off time, I hope it goes as well as possible. We will be back with a Saturday Classic tomorrow with something brand new on Monday. And if you'd like, you can drop us an email at historypodcast@iheartradio.com. Stuff You Missed in History Class is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Buenas, buenas, mis amores. This is Vico Ortiz, host of Date My Abuelita First. Each week, myself, alongside our resident abuelita Liliana Montenegro,
esa soy yo,
play matchmaker for a group of hopeful romantics in this fun, flirty, and hilarious game show. Let's see if chispas will fly or if these singles will be sent back to the dating apps. Listen to Date My Abuelita First on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.